Proclamation number 0885 of 26th of April, 1939. Recognition of the truth only possible through love for God. Sharpness of mind. Thus hear the voice of the Most High, the strength of my word will flow through all who willingly hand themselves over to it. And thus the world is also enabled to pass the right judgment because it is listened to and examined without inner life and without love for me. And thus people certainly desire clarity but can only receive it with a believing heart, for where the world and its interests are placed in the foreground the soul is poorly minded of it. The further the human being distances himself from me, the more difficult it will be for him to recognize the truth, and he will, as it were, scrutinize without spiritual assistance, for he does not demand it in his will of rejection. Intellectual acuity alone is not suitable to test something which, however, is immediately recognized as truth by the profoundly devout person. For the divine spirit has come alive in the latter, whereas the former is still in deep night and spiritual darkness. If you want to recognize me, you must be with me but not against me. Your will is decisive. Your lack of knowledge can certainly be remedied if you ask for right knowledge, but where you refuse you are still far away from right knowledge. Love moved the Son of Man to sacrifice himself for humanity, and this love will now also appear again and give light where light is desired. And all can stand in the light if they don't think themselves too sublime to pray for it. No human being has the right to make assertions which not only touch upon the earthly tangible, for without my help he lacks the right knowledge to do so. Earthly knowledge is not enough to solve the last great question, yet with my help this area will also be opened up to you and you may confidently accept the explanations given by me as purest truth, yet you must first have the will to make contact with me, then you may also draw from the source of eternal truth. You all need strengthening from above, but this cannot be offered to you on the human side. No matter how great the effort is to scientifically penetrate the unknown kingdom. And thus human knowledge alone will not suffice to examine a work of strange origin if you don't request my help for it. But cannot do so if you don't want to acknowledge me. I only have one aim in mind, to restore faith to humanity. Nor do I want to condemn anyone who has been wrongly guided so far, I only want to erect a barrier where spiritual decay has already progressed so far that the human being believes himself to be stronger than the eternal deity. Where he believes that the highest competent authority is his intellect. Where every attempt to instruct another person is unsuccessful. And such a person can only be instructed in such a way that he is confronted by his own powerlessness and turns to a higher being in search of help. I will always listen to a plea in profound humility, yet if this plea applies to earthly possessions then the only necessary thing, the care for spiritual possessions, is disregarded. This desire cannot be pleasing to me and I cannot give my blessing where the spirit is not respected. How shall the ray of light of spiritual truth penetrate a heart which only strives for earthly things, and how shall such a person make contact with him without profound faith in the Redeemer so that he will be guided into truth? The human being must always remain aware of his own inadequacy and in this take refuge in the great spiritual strength, and if he does so in all humility and in the will to then also help his fellow human beings through his enlightenment, if he allows himself to be guided without resistance and wants to be a righteous servant of God and his fellow human beings, then he will also be given the right realization. Only the motive of wanting to know must not be ignoble. No earthly interests may be decisive, but only the will to thereby serve the soul and to help alleviate the spiritual hardship on earth. Then the blessing from above will not fail to materialize, and those who seriously desire the truth will recognize it. Amen.